what I think are the controls that we have in place, which I am, have some confidence in. And I encourage you not to believe me, not to believe my confidence, but if you have any doubts, to please check on your own and get comfortable or uncomfortable with yourself. The one thing that I do not want to do is to be an antagonist in trying to prevent drilling, because I don't think it's possible. But I will tell you that the board and I agreed to our last breath, we will protect this lake to our best possible ability. And with that as a driver, we'll do everything in our power to protect. The Delaware River Basin Commission and the Susquehanna River Basin Commission have to issue permits for water use greater than 10,000 gallons per day. Now, why that is important is because this drilling process requires millions and millions of gallons of water. The pressure that's driven down through the aquifer or through the earth is powered by high pressure water. Its fracturing is the pressure under which the sand and the water and the chemicals are able to power through. They are going to go to 6, 8, or 9,000 feet. I'm going to dazzle you with a little bit of my education that I received at the end of a high school. When the question was asked, or we were taught what the Ellenberger line was. How many of you know what the Ellenberger line is? On all of you.
You just don't want to drill through it.
Mr. Danforth, my science teacher, told us that the Ellenberger line is where the Earth's crust separates into water, which is driven by high pressure, hot water that can come driving up through a pipe like you can't imagine, and if they hit it, it will destroy the wells. So they are extraordinarily confident of not doing that. He's an engineer.
My only information is from the National Geographic.
You'd have failed Mr. Danforth's test. But anyway, but the Ellenberger line suggests in this area the maximum they can go to is about 9,000 feet. Okay? And other places on the Earth's crust, it's as close as 5,000 feet. But it ranges, and depending upon where you are, till you hit that. And they cannot hit water. If they hit water, it destroys your wells. So any time that there's water demands greater than 10,000 gallons per day, those two commissions, one of those commissions, must approve it. Now, somebody raised the issue that caused me at the board meeting to call and ask a question. And that is, what happens if, you know, that's per well per day. What happens if they drill 5 wells on your property? It's cumulative to the property, to the company. So they can't do that according to the Delaware River Basin Commission. They can't drill 10 wells and get around the thing. They could drill 10 wells, but they have to be 1,000 feet apart, which means they would go to other properties and therefore defeat the purpose for which they protect them. They hold approval and disapproval authority of any plan submitted for the disposal of any water or the byproduct into or onto the land. These wells, when they're driven, bring back up a byproduct. That byproduct is water and sand and whatever else is in the earth, plus the chemicals they ingest. And the Delaware River Basin Commission, which is the one we need to be concerned with, because the Susquehanna is on the other side of the mountain, for those folks over there, they have to approve how that will be dispensed, or they will not issue the permit for them to put the wells in. So this is not an easy, you know, slam dunk for these folks. The DEC, which I spoke to, has the express responsibility for lakes and waterways management. The key word is they do not have control over water use. That is the express domain of the Delaware River Basin Commission for us. The DEC can come in and say, you can't play with the shoreline, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, but they can't tell you what to do with the water inside it. LLAMA, LLAMA Inc., Lowry Lease Minerals Acquisition, has sent lease offerings to many of our neighbors on or near the lake, many with land holdings as small as a half an acre. And they've offered as high as $3,000 an acre, or portion thereof. That's frightening, because nobody in their right mind is going to drill a gas well, on a piece of property that's an acre, or half an acre, or three quarters of an acre. There needs to be an ulterior motive. And I do not know what that is. And I'm not trying to profess that I do. But I will give you a hypothesis that you can either accept or reject. First, They are precluded for drilling for gas in these sites because of the setback requirements. So many feet from buildings, so far away from waterways, etc. Also because of 3 to 5 acre requirements. They can't drill your well. Therefore, if they can't drill a well for you, there are no royalty payments for somebody who has access to this well. So you need to ask yourself, why are they asking me to sign a lease? What do they want? Because one thing that you all need to be comfortable with is that any gas found under the lake or under your property that comes from horizontal drilling is your property. And with the detail and technology they have available today, they can identify where their lines are going and where they're getting gas from. And if they enter your area, they got to pay you whether or not you have a contract or not. I was stunned to find that out. I thought perhaps they were asking everybody to protect on this. It is unequivocal that if you do not sign anything, you will get whatever gas you're entitled to. For your information, everybody in this room owns the land under the lake. We do not own the water, but anybody who has frontage on the lake owns the under part of the lake. If there's gas discovered on this lake, we will share on an equal proportion by some formula that we'd have to negotiate. I assume the board would probably get involved in that as to what share of that everybody has. I do not expect that to happen, but if it does, big deal. I don't think any of us need the money. Now, unfortunately, the lease of this llama does allow for digging a freshwater well on your lease site. They are telling property owners that this will protect them from horizontal drilling. I want to tell you, it's hogwash. If they drill horizontally on your property, they must pay you for your share of the proceeds. The availability and sale of water will become a huge driver in this area. Access to water will become enormously important. These wells require humongous amounts of water. The Delaware River Basin Commission will be in control of that. But some people may want to access your land simply to drill a well, a freshwater well. My point on this is we need to protect our lake from water drillers. That we must do. What can we do and what should we do? Ask everybody on the lake or its aquifer table not to sell out our lake. Our lake is a water generator. What I mean by that is that if you look at our dam, water goes over the dam every day. The definition of a water generator is anything that produces water that goes over a dam. The minute it doesn't go over the dam, it means we're consuming more of the water, or the atmosphere or the sun is boiling off more water than it is producing. Anytime these folks see a dam that is producing water or generating water, they have an interest because it becomes a viable source of water. So we look like a good prospect to these people. And so we've got to guard that, guard against that. The question then becomes, how high does a lake have to be? If we got into a legal battle over whether or not the height that we choose to set the lake up is acceptable to somebody who wants to drill water, we could have a pissing battle. I don't expect that's the case, but it is a risk. We need to inform our county commissioners that they need to protect our roads from heavy traffic and bond them for repair and make them repair as they go. Now, what that means is some of the roads around this lake belong to the county and some belong to the town. Don't pee in the ear of the commissioners if you're on a town road and vice versa. We need to let them both know that we want them to guard and protect our roads. And ask anyone that you know who wants to sign a lease to seek legal advice. Make sure they know what they're getting into. And the last thing I would ask is that you support the Lake Association as we try to protect the lake. That's our report. Any questions?
Who are the members of the Water Commission, Delaware Water Commission? How are they appointed?
They're appointed by the governors of the state of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware for the Delaware River Basin.
Do we have any say in that?
No.
Church.
We just elect the governor, and the governor gets to appoint them.
Why would you?
It is... I did investigate this a little bit. I got very smart in a very short period of time. This is in concert with a legal, federally funded or federally authorized legal entity to prevent the states from taking issue and pulling people on and off too. It is a very large organization. I was quite surprised with the number of people that are involved in this, because it has a great deal more to do with than just our gas drilling. When you think about the Delaware River and all of the water of this aquifer that supply New York City, the city of Philadelphia, and to the Susquehanna side, Harrisburg, New York, and Delaware Bay and Washington, D.C., somebody's got to maintain all of this. We're blessed that the Laurentian Plate sits right underneath where we are. That brings more water into this area of the United States than any other place in the United States. Any other place. We're the headwaters for the Hudson River, the Susquehanna River, the Delaware River, the Allegheny River, which flows down to Pittsburgh and forms goes into the Ohio, which becomes into the Mississippi, and the Schuylkill off of this, the Lehigh, and the Connecticut River. I mean, we are a huge, huge source of water. And as a result of that, we're looked at very enviously by people who want to tap that. All I'm suggesting is let them get their water where they want, let them do what they want to do, don't let them hurt our lake. That's all. Yes, ma'am?
One of the things that the geologist from the DRUC told me was that a good time for them to get water is when we lower the lake and there's water being poured out. And he said that would actually be good, not only for, you know, it wouldn't lower our lake because we're lowering it anyway, it wouldn't take away, but also it would prevent the damage that happens.
Yeah. One of the things they told me, the same thing, if you offer water when you're lowering the lake, you're better off than asking them to come in and try to steal water when you're not.
It's only 5 years.
No, we lower it sometimes, you know, a foot or whatever. But I don't even want to go there personally.
Right.
I don't want to go there. But you're right. Your point is taken. Any other questions? I'm sorry.
And the other thing he said was that anyone leasing should talk to the RPC so that in the lease agreement, you know, you can put things into your lease agreement that would help in the long run.
Yeah, I think that my advice to seek counsel covers that point.
And the other thing is that if you want to stay current on the issue, is there's websites, and I have for the DUC, there's a mailing list you can get on so that when they do the environmental impact reports, that you can get those reports, you can get on the scoping first, and there's also a DRBC website, an SRBC website, and a meeting September 9th on Front Street in Chicago.
Okay. Any other comments on gas or comments on my report?
Jim, I got one of those gas issues.
Yes, sir.
And as we talked the other night, I read that, and it did say that they have, like, you have one or more water wells on your property. That's the reason you could be on 1.5 acres.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mentioned to you. I said we got to read them very carefully because it's. I was given someone's lease to review, and I took it to an attorney, and he said the only thing I can tell you is they're after your water, and that's what the conclusion I reached. So, any other comments? Yes, sir.
Just one. The watershed for the lake is very small. As you walk around the Fond du Lac Road, it's the top of the hill you see on the other side. So it's a large lake and a very small watershed. We're already losing 50,000 gallons a day out of the watershed because everybody's water that's pumped out of the wells ends up in the wastewater and it goes downhill on the wastewater treatment plant. That water is coming out of the lake system. We really can't afford to have any more water come out of the lake system. So, if anybody's thinking of selling water to support gas drilling, you've got to really think about the impact it's going to have to your neighbor's drinking water well and to the lake in total.
That is an excellent point. Thank you, Mark. Any other comments?
We were told by all these companies that the amount of water that they use to drill is the amount of an Olympic-sized pool. So that, you know...
Per second.
No.
That's per well.
3 to 6 million gallons per well.
Yeah. Okay. Any other